by the Mishnah. Hapayis hashlishi chadoshim laktoires boyu vehifisu. The third pious was the chadoshim, those who had as yet not had the schus to be makta ktoires. So that was the third pious. For review, chadoshim im yeshonim, the fourth pious was already those who were chadoshim, those who never had a schus to do this avoida, im yeshonim, those who had done this more than once. Mimala ivorim in akevish lamizbeach. Whose mala ivorim in akevish lamizbeach, this was the, well, as we'll see in Rashi later, they had brought up the Evorim to the Chatzi HaKevesh. There was the fourth pious, Ubi Malad Evorim in HaKevesh L'Mizbeach. Let us see the Bach, is Mishanad Loshna of Rashi. Chadoshim Lakteiris Kachoyu Machrizen Keil Bazore. Kloima, Mishaloi Zocho Lakteiris Miyomo. More meforish, maishno chadoshim, why dafke the only chadoshim, only newcomers had the schus to be makta ktoiras. Zok de gemore, tono mi oilom loishono odombo. Oilom loishono odombo. Emerson, what is the chiddush of the beraise? If the pious was chadoshim laktoiras, only the chadoshim had the opportunity to go into the pious of Hashteitzach Leishona Odombo. Now the Meiri says pshat that Emerson, the Meiri says theoretically if let's say there were Chof Dalet Mishmores and there were Zayin Botei Ovis, each Mishmor had Zayin Botei Ovis, and theoretically if one base of, let's say, base of that their chance to do the avoda was on Tuesday. This was a small base of, and this base of, they were makter k'tayres already. Everyone in the base of was makter k'tayres. So the Meiri says, so they wouldn't call in a different base of. Theoretically, they'd be chayza chalila. This is their day of doing the avoda. And everyone had done the avoid already of k'tayres, so they would be chayza chalila. So the Brais is telling us, may oylam leishana adam bo. And the reason for this is because there was always so many people in each base of that you always had chadoshim l'k'tayres. So that is what the Brais is being moisif on the Mishnah. That's how the Meiri says pshat. My time. Now the Gemara is asking, why is it that b'k'tayres is such a seder? Chadoshim l'k'tayres. Omer abchanine mibnei shem asheres. Because k'tayres is masher. So what does Rashi say? Lefikach loyhoyu minichen oisoy l'shanes. Since k'tayres is masher, therefore they did not permit them to, to be shine. Now, Lachaire, the Pashit Pshat in Rashi is, since it's Masher, Lehoyu Menichen Aisai Lashanais, because they wanted to give the other Kahanim the opportunity to also be maktik teiris. That's why they weren't shine. That's l'chayre pshat in Rashi. And that's what Rabbeinu Liyokim says and the Meiri says. It is a very interesting lashon in Rabbeinu Chananu. Tane me oilam loishana odom bo mishum shemasheres mi shekvar hikter. A modern lotion that it's masher mishe kvar hikter. So it could be pshat is in the Rabbeinu Chananu that let's say there's a shira of ashiris, let's say one could be zeiche for $1 million via makta k'tayres. But if there'll be mishane, so if he won't be a millionaire, it'll be a billionaire. This tag doch nicht. So mamela, that would seem that is pshat in Rashi, in the Rabbeinu Chananu. The oilam leishana odom bo mishum she masher is mishe kvar hikter. So Memela said that's type dachnit. So he'll to become a billionaire, that's not a simen brochet. But it's mashil, so therefore they did not permit someone who once had the opportunity to be makter teiris to be makter again. Could be that's pshat Rabbeinu Hananel, and it would seem that the Svasemis also learned like that. Because the Svasemis asks Akashim, Mi'aylam Laishana Adamba, so yes, it's not true. The Kayin Godl used to be makter teiris every Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippurim, he was makter every day. So how could you say such a statement? Mi'aylam Leshana Adamba. So the Svasemis says, that he says the whole purpose is that the other shouldn't be makter, that they might become wealthier than the Kohen Gadol. There's a din gadleyu me'echov. So he learned fakert. It seems that they did not permit others to be shayne because they might become richer than the Kohen Gadol. So that would seem like we said pshat Rabbeinu Hananel. That not the reason of Leshana Adam Bo is not only letoivas those who were never makter, but it was also letoivas those who were makter, that we didn't want them to become too wealthy. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, my time, what's the time that, where do you see that it's mashil? Ilayim mishum d'chsiv yaksimu k'toira ba'pecha. Achsiv ba'asrei boch Hashem cheiloi. So boch Hashem cheiloi means that he'll be zeichet to panosim. Yehochi oilo nami. Achsiv v'chol v'chol olam izbachecha. Boch tzajisimu k'toira ba'pecha, which is going on k'toiris. V'chol olam izbachecha. But so Rashi says, "Bahukra gufei." So Rashi in Chumash says, "Klal like this that b'cholul is going on an oila." Baruch Hashem cheiloi that Yosimu k'teira b'apech is going on k'teiris, and b'cholul mizbechech is going on a korban oila, and both of them it says Baruch Hashem cheiloi. Amalei hashchicha b'ha loyshchicha. So, holoi shchicha, so Rashi says, umistavre de chiksiv oisher, adaloi shchicha, mistome, the oisher is going adaloi shchicha. Dim loikein nimtsu hakeil ashirim. Because if it's going on the shchicha, so everyone will be an oisher. So Poshet Rashi means that, Eisis an oila, there was an abundance of oilas. So if the Baruch Hashem Cheiloi will go on the Chol Olam Izbechecha, so everyone will be an Oisha, because everyone had the opportunity to be Makter Oilas. And Bus V'Zayin HaZoy Gefelech Mi Yitayin, that all Zayin Ashirim, what would be better if they all be Ashirim? So the Tesis Yishonim brings a word from Rashi, Be'ein HaKoyl Ruyim Lisasha. But it's not everyone is roi to Ashiris. L'chayre, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That means K'teiris is Masher. That's the Teva or the S'chus of K'teiris. K'teiris is Masher. Not everyone is, it's good for him to be an Oisha. Amol Ashiris is Shamal Abol of L'ra'osoi. So Pshat is like this. So if we would say that an oil is also mashir, so it's fafalan. So then would come whoever is makrib an oil would get ashiris. So this is not a taiva for the shevet kahuna. We're exposing all of them to ashiris, and for others it's not good. Masha ain came. So therefore, so the Torah took, so it's mistaver that the Baruch Hashem Chel is not going on v'chol olam izbechecha. Because then it would come out a terrible thing. So the Baruch Hashem Chel is only going on Yesimu K'teire Ba'pech. And then we could understand, so that was the accomplishment of the pious. The pious was Zicher, it was a Geirul, and then that was a Bazundera Hashgoche who won the pious. There's a very interesting Loshen of the Teferis Yisrael in Masechtas Tamid. It says there, Masechtas Tamid, Hefisu Zocha Mishe Zocha. That's what it says in Masechtas Tamid. So the Tveres Yisrael stelt sich, what's the Kveilus Haloshen? Zocha Mishe Zocha. Beratzeloima. So he says, the Afagav Shehi Pilu Goyru, Loi Hoyo Derech Mikre. רק מיישם כל משפטי, ורק מי שרואי וזוכה לו, הוא שזוכה לכל הבידה ובידה. זוכה הוא הזוכה, מי שזוכה. He was really, he was zoiche. So lechayre, so that is why the Ashiris was only given over. I mean, this is a hachro, that Chazal understood that this is pshat and posik. That the Boruch Hashem Cheiloi only goes on, the Boruch Hashem Cheiloi only goes on the Yesima Ktera al Mizbechecho, not on the Yesima Ktera Ba'apecho. And the Ritva is Moisev, since not everyone is Royli Sasher, so Memele, so the, by an Oila, it's not Masher anyone. Because that's the Svare. You can't give a Koyach Ashiris in an Oila, because then it would work for everyone. So therefore, so Chazal understood that that's Pshat and Posik, that it's not Masher anyone. Let us just see for 2 minutes the Loshen of the Rabbeinu Chananu. Apayis Ashlishi Kadoshim Lekteiris. So he brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maise Be'echot Sheyov Shozroyoi. Chayre, his one hand became paralyzed. V'lohi Nichoi Lekayim Ashenemo Yisimo Kteira Ba'apecho V'cholol Amizbechecho Boruch Hashem Cheiloi Upoil Yodov Tirtze. So, Lechayre, the Pshat Yerushalmi is that he did not permit him to be Maktek Teiris, because it says, Apoyol Yodov Tirtze. So, why he says he has to be Mishtamish Pishte Yodov? So, here, why do you have to bring a special droshe for Aktoris Teiris that Yovshe Zroyoi is not eligible? Lechayre is a Balmum. It's a Balmum. We can't do any avoide. So I saw the Pnei Moshe says, Yavsho Zroya does not mean he was completely paralyzed. He didn't have too much koyach in the Zroya. So he says, but he was able to use it a little. So it's Balmum, he wasn't considered a Balmum. But also, Poyel Yodav Tirtzav Isis, he should be able to do Avoida with both hands equally. In Ktayres. Now let's go a little further in the Rabbeinu Chananu. So the Rabbeinu Chananu says that an oilo shteitoichet kolu. I put a raya from the Novi. So it seems to Rabbeinu Chananu that not the way Rashi says in Chumash, Rashi Chumash says Klal v'cholol is going on Oilo. The Rabbeinu Chananu dachsech meir loim tifim shat. Rabbeinu Chananu loim shat v'cholol is going on Ketores. No, it says, but it seems that the mile of Ketores is because it's kolu. So it's kolu la mizbechecho. So who adin on Oilo is also kolu la. Pasuk in Novi, it's also called kolu la. It's called Lashem, so she also have the same out. That's, it seems, how the Rabbeinu Chananu learned. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, so if the Kolul is going on Ktoiris, so what's the Kefal Haloshen? Yesimu Ktoire, Be'apecho. Ktoire Be'apecho, V'cholul Amizbechecho. Both are going on Ktoiris. So what's what are the two Pulas? Yesimu Ktoire Be'apecho, V'cholul Amizbechecho. So Tuv Yehama found that in Yalkut Shemoini it says Yosimu Ktoira Ba'apecho is going on the Ktoiris Lifnai V'Lifnim, and that was on Amachto Ba'apecho. The Targum says Kodomoch, so that means Af is a loshen Apayim also. It's a loshen Zeis Apecho Teichalechol. That's a loshen of Ponov. So Yosimu Ktoira Ba'apecho Lifonecho Lifnai V'Lifnim Yosimu Ktoira Ba'apecho. It's not on a Mizbeach. That's Teiris Anamachta in Kodesh Kadoshim. V'cholul HaMizbechecha is going on the Teiris of the Mizbeach. So the and on that it says Baruch Hashem Cheiloi. So the Gemara is Takasha, and Oilo should also have the mile of Kolul. So that the Gemara says, no, it's Holo Shchiche. Prat Echad will be a little gringa according to the Rabbeinu Hananel. That means the Pasuk is purely speaking about Ketores. And that it says, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi. The Shail is, maybe let us be Marbe another color. So he says, oh, Shriche. So that's why not Marbe another color. According to Rashi, it's a little bit more difficult. I mean, Chazal on their own accord, it says, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi, right after these two, one is speaking about Eila, one is speaking, but Chazal said that it's only going on the Ketores and not on the Eila because the Eila is Shchir. That's a little bit more difficult. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, seems the Gemara is saying this now because we brought down this Pasuk, so there's more dashing a Pasuk, a previous Pasuk. Omar Rove, le meshkacha suve merabonon de moiri, ele de osi mishevet levi and mishevet yisocha. Levi de chsiv yeiru mishpotecha le Yaakov. Yisocha de chsiv o mibnei yisocha yoidei bina le itim ladas ayasa yisrael. So that's a besondere koyach in shevet levi and shevet yisocha. Fragt der Gemara, wer heime Yehuda nami, der Siv Yehuda mechoikiki, der Gemara says, Asuki shmaita libe de hilchese kamina. Asuki shmaita libe de hilchese, this is only mechuven for Yisachar and Levi. Let us see Rashi. The meiri shemeire hirois bi Yisrael. Alibe de hilchese lo hirois kidas b'chahaloche. Now, the Davinena, this Gemara is very unclear. I mean, Yehuda Mechaikiki means that they're also paskening Heirois. That's a Taitcha Mechaikik. So what is Asuki Shmaite Aliva de Hilchase? Mechaikiki is not Aliva de Hilchase. So I found in the Rabbeinu Yoakim, Rabbeinu Yoakim says, the Yehuda Mechaikiki is Heiro Ba'alme Vadai Moiri. Heiro Ba'alme, that Yehuda could also do. But Lasuki Shmaitz Alibe de Hilchese, that's only Miuchet to Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisochel. Now, what is Heiro Ba'alme? What is Lasuki Shmaitz Alibe de Hilchese? So perhaps Pshat is that, Heiro Ba'alme means that you have Heirois Yiduis. There's standard psakim on standard shailas, and that anyone could know. Chazarain the Shachin Sman and the Taz and the Pisrechuvin and they'll know the standard shailas if or whatever miktsoy it is. Oh no, that's Heiro Ba'alme. But if you have a new shaila that arises, which we don't have a mesayre, how to paskin this shaila? Now, lasuki shmeitz alibe de hilchese means to be mevarer from a sugya to be mevarer such a shaila. That means that's on his own accord. It's not that could be. That's not called hayro ba'alme. That is only mesugul for shevet Levi and shevet Yisachar. The Ritva says, it's a different word, Lahoirais Halocha Lemaise. Sukish Maitz Alibed Hilcha said that's Eiro Halocha Lemaise. Now, what does that mean? Perhaps there's a besondere Kunst to stell zu the right Halocha should stim with the maise that is being asked on. Could be that's what he means, halacha lahiris, halacha lemaise. I mean, not all that, there are different klolim and hayra, but, so zustellen the right hayra to the maise, could be that's a besondere. That's a besondere Kunst, a besondere Koyach. And could be that's Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi is very unclear. Kedas uch a haloche. could be that the halacha should be maser, the dakadas means that this maser stems with this halacha. But again, it's not too clear what Rashi is saying. Yehuda mechoykiki, zogt Rashi, zogt Tosfos, yesh makshe, amayloi maisi midachsiv betoire, dachsiv, why does it bring a posik in Novi, Yehuda mechoykiki, and then bring a posik in the Torah, dachsiv la yoso, shevet mi Yehuda, mechoykik mi bein raglo. Shtetach klor, that Yehuda will be a mechoykik. Veshloima dehi bebrocho dachsiv. That was a broche from Yaakov Avinu. Aber mahaikro maisi, shekach hoyo, shebihudi yesh mechoykikim. As this pasuk says more, the first pasuk was Abroche, who says that it was Niskayim. The second pasuk says that Yehuda was Takim Mechoykikim. That's what the Gemara brought this pasuk. Marsha is Moire, Abroche from Yaakov Avinu shouldn't be Niskayim. He doesn't, it's a very interesting pshat, Teretz on Tosfos Kashe from the Yaivetz. The Yaivetz says, that loy, what's to say, a different teretz on Tosfos Kashem. Loy yoso shevet mi Yehuda mi choykek mi bein raglov. So he says, a very interesting lotion, mi bein raglov. So he says, mi bein raglov means, is going on the nekevis, that they were descendants from Yehuda mi tzad the nekevis, u vishil yoso mi bein ragler. That this posik, that means that from the bonois that stam from Yehuda, they'll have mechoykikim. That's the broche. But it could very well be mitzad the father's side, they were from Levi or Yisachar. It just says that they'll be zeiche to the bnois Yehuda will be zeiche to have mechoykikim. Aber Yehuda mechoykiki, here it says take more than that. Here in Yehuda mechoykiki, take it says that from that mitzad the schorim mitzad shevet Yehuda they'll be mechoykikim. That's why the Gemara they bring dafke this pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan, the Gemara says further, ein mefaisin al tomid shel bein abayim. There's no new pius on the tomid shel bein abayim. Ela koyin shezocha boi bishachis zoicha boi alvis. There's a pious on the tomid, and the this is very repetitious. The tomid shabayin abayim is also the kolbim tomid. So ever was zoicha in any avoid of the tomid shachis, he was zoicha in the tomid shabayin abayim. Meisvei. Like the Gemara Kashe state, kishem shem mefaisim shachis, kach mefaisin bein arboim. So you see, klar, there was a bazundere pious bein arboim. Kisanya, so the Gemara says, ahi bekteiris. No. Kteiris is a bazundere cheshben, because kteiris is leishana ba odam eoilom. So by kteiris, you have to make a new pious. The same day take the chichnish, so a person will have two opportunities of ashiris. Yeah. Agabuchem in Yonah de Yoyme was speaking about Ashiras of Kteiris. There's a Merodikach Sam Sefer on this week's Sedra. Rashi brings down Kteirich Shepikeich Hoyem Aror de Shtuze. That's Rashi's Kashe. So the Sam Sefer asks a Kashe, Lachaire, it's not a Shtus, because Kteiris is Masher. So Memele, so it's not a Shtus. I mean, what doesn't one do for a shiris? It's not correct, but it's not a shtus. As a effect of some sefer. We have to understand in the midbar, Shevet Levi were malda children. And they needed Santa Kois. No, where is given a fine yid to be mechabed to Santa Kois? Koich zon amirdike. Azay, mitayane ha'oren, yachsen, a chocham, a dos, so b'meila he yet sand the kois. So the Gemara, so that's what Rashi means. Koyach, shepikeyach, if he wanted a shiris, he didn't need the tairis. He had this with sand the kois also, which is also masha, which is dumya the tairis. So b'meila by him it was taka shtus. Al kaponim, let us get back to, so the Gemara says that the Kteiris, the Zichel was a new pious for Beina Abayim, because the Ketairis, the Ketairis is Lashana Ba'odam Eilam. So it could be that is Pshat in the Baraisa. Mephaisim Beina Abayim for the Ketairis. Trey de Gemore Vasanya Keshem Shemephaisim Loi Shaches Kach Mephaisim Loi Avis Aloshna Zocha. So Koch is going on the Tomid, not on the Ketairis. Eimo Lo. Well, says, no, it's a grace. Yeah, it's going on Mephaisim Lo, which is going on the Ketairis. Trey de Gemore Vasanya Keshem Shemephaisim Loi Shaches Kach Mephaisim Loi Avis. Shem Shemephaisim Lo Shaches Kach Mephaisim Lo Avis. So it says Klo, that there was a besondere pious on Loi and Lo, so Koch, there was a besondere pious on the Talmid also, a stira to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok hocho b'Shabbos askinen. This Barais is speaking about Shabbos. Hoyelu mishmores meschatshois. So, since there were different mishmores, both mishmores, the mishmores ha-nichnas and the mishmores ha-yeitze, both were the mishmores oisei ha-yoyim. The Mishmeres HaYoytze had to keep the Tomit Shal Shachar, the Mishmeres HaNichnas to keep the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim. So there, Vashteitzer, they had to be a different pious because the Mishmeres HaYoytze did not, was unable to be makrib the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim. Lamai the Solik Adaiten Meikor. In fact, the Gemara, oh, that everything is fine for the very. According to the Makshin, the Makshin was under the assumption that it's not speaking about Shabbos, it's speaking about every day. And it's taken two payoses, one for the Tomit Shal Shach, one for the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim. Is in the Fishilu payoses. In fact, the Gemosa comes out that there are more than four payoses. Similar to what I had mentioned before, that there was a Masoira, how many payoses there were. There was a minimum of four payoses. And the minimum and the maximum, there were four payoses. So how could you ever think, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that the shiitake be different payoses? And for the Gemara, no, he was under the impression as follows. Maisi kulo mit. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, no, what will you do? Maisi kulo mitzafre. Everyone came in the morning. Also, the zochi bebeshache is zochi, the zochi bearve is zochi. That means if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Dalet Payosis means there were four times in the day that they came together to make a pious. That's a double poshet. At night, a zicha didn't make a bezundere pious. No, in one of the four times when they made this pious, in this asifa, they also made a pious shal bein abayim. So this still is considered four payosis, because four payosis means four asifas. But you have to make a different pious for the Bein Abayim. Lulei divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, you don't make a pious for Bein Abayim. Zogt Rashi. Shezocha boi shaches, ish, shezocha ba avoide, si zeiche Bein Abayim. So the Gemara said, we learn, Shem Shem Epaisim, Kisani Bekteiras, Lefish Loishona, Odom Bo, so there was a Bazundere Cheshben, you have to make a new Pais. So the Gemara asked, we have a Baraisha that says, Loishon, Loi and Lo, so there was a Bazundere Pais for the Tomid also. So the Gemara says, that's speaking about Shabbat. So Yelam Mishmoris Mishachos, a Mishmor Sheovat Shachis, Einoi Oived Bein Ha'aboyim. So Memele, so that is why that's why they had made it the new pious on Shabbos. Ramay the Solik Adaita Shemefaisim Bein Obayim Nefishalu Payosis Kulu Mitzafru Osu. They all came in the morning. Vishom Mefaisim Miyiskele Shal Shachis Mila Shal Bein Obayim. That's if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Taisvis. Elokoyin shezocha boi shaches, zeicha boi alves. Teimoli. He says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, he says, the pious of shaches was sufficient for bein aboy. Teimoli, vakochach ayitzoich lohofis alves, bishvil sido shnei gzirim. The zicha had to be a pious, for the shnei gzirim. Why? Sha'oison shel boike hoya b'koyin hazoiche b'tumas hadeshen. We learned in the beginning of the perek that the koyin was zoiche the tumas hadeshen, he was zoiche for the, he bought the shnei gzirei eitzim. Fine. But, so, in the shnei gzirei eitzim by the tomid shel shachar were brought by one koyin. By the tomid shel bein abayim u'shnei koy hanim zoichen b'em b'erev, we'll see later on Amud Beis, that the two kahanim was zoiche in the shnei gzirei eitzim. So al kochoch, however you'll dray, you cannot, there's another koyin which was not zoiche to this avoid the b'shaches, that he zoiche bein abayim to bring the shnei gzirei eitzim, to bring one eitz al kapon. So yizicha need a pious. So what is pshat Rabbi Yochanan? What is pshat Rabbi Yochanan that? That there's no need that the pious of Shachas was sufficient for the Bein Abayim. There was a new avoider that was Neschadish Bein Abayim. You don't have anyone who should take over this avoider. The Ein Letaritz, the Moiduhu, the Bishvilam, Mephaisim Loret. Maybe that's Poshet, the Shnei Gzirim. Pesetich need a new pious. Le'oslo Shminen El Dabahanach Avoidei. He just wants to tell us that in the avoidis that there was already a similar avoidah in the by the Talmud Shel Shachar, and that avoidah was not necessary to be mefayis nochemol. The pious held before the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim also. Dimkein kipor besomoch olamai desal kedai tach mikore. According to the maxim the two payosis nefishelu payosis. So what was the Havamin? So the cash is on the Makshin. According to the Makshin, so it's more than four payoses. Vaistachois, that's only according to the Makshin. Makshin. Abel Rabbi Yochan, Lashmur Barabi Yitzchok, Nami Tikshe. But if we are saying that according to everyone, there was a new pious for the Shneg Zirei Yitzim, given the Mafaisi Be'erev, Bishvil Shneg Zirei Yitzim, and came the Fishilu Payoso. So this is not a kasha only on the Makshin, it's a kasha on everyone. The doichi kuloi medahanach trei, that these two, midashin ap, misbeach apnimi um menoire, shoy bepaish al tomid ashacha, loi hoyu be'erev, heim oyu zoichim begzirim be'erev. That will say that there were two avoides b'shacha, the dishim misbeach apnimi, the dishim amenoire. These two avoides were non-existent by the tomid shal bein obayim. So these two took over the new avoid of Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. So my male, there's no need of a pious. Nimshis lo yitzrichim loves b'shvil ha'gzirim lev. So Taisa says, ki doicheku levada istovol ze midateinu. That means, tamazoi, without any makir, to say such a statement that bo'erev, That those who were zeicher to dishin hamizbech, dishin neir, they were zeicher to shnei gzirim. How can one say this without any proof? Elo nire, the Rabbi Yochanan shitalei the mitzavchem mefisin nami al shnei gzirim shel bein abayim. Now the Gemara knew, and the Makshin also knew that it is possible to be mefayis in the morning for the avoides shel tomid shel bein abayim. So the Gemara did not know that the Makshin, who's chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan holds this, but Rabbi Yochanan zich holds this. Al nir the Rabbi Yochanan shitalei the mitzavcha mefisin nami al shnei gzirim shel bein abayim. Kiva, the oisan payish mefisin le tomid ashachamani nami le bein abayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we see that a pious b'shaches helps for bein abayim. And all the avoides, which were similar to the avoides shel shachar, so they were, that pious helped for the bein abayim also. Isvaruhu, so memelef in yesod a pious shel shachar, could be mevarer who do an avoides shel bein abayim. So then, svaruhu shefisu oz kemoy kelitzav zirim shel bein abayim. So memelef, you could be mefayis now for the Shnei Gzirim. You can be mefayis now for the Shnei Gzirim. Oh, so memela, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan. So if that is the case, well, we have 13 kanim. That Mishnah is only speaking about the pious which was negated tamid shel shachar. So that's only doesn't mention the shnei gzirim because that's negated tamid shel bein abayim. But the Gemara's kasha is, according to the Havamin, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, in your hold, so what do you hold? So you hold a pious shel shachas cannot be mavara and avoidish shel bein abayim. Have a salke daitach shebe'erev mafes loy. That you have to make a new pious. That my mefisin loy shachis, given loy mahani pious, the shachil shalbein abayim midi. If this pious doesn't, why do you have to make a new pious for the tamid shalbein abayim? Why isn't the pious of shachis sufficient? So, kochach, if you're chaylik on Rabbi Yechon, you hold it's not sufficient. So, kochach, we hold that a pious shal shachar cannot be mevarah. And avoidish shall bein abayim. That is pshat. That's why you need a new pious lebein abayim. So the Gemara says, you have more than dalet payosis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a pious shall shachis could help for bein abayim. So memela. So then it's no problem. The shnei gzirim will say that the pious of shnei gzirim was also done in the pious shall shachis. Ba'oid lishne de breise de ktoni kach mefaisin loy alvis mash mishberev mefaisin. And the Gemara brought this, the Makshin brought from this breise raya. So she claimed from the breise that there is a special pious bein abayim. Okay, mefishlu payoses. But this is only nearer from the breise. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not like the breise, that's the mashash of the breise. So we could say that everything was already in this barer and the pious shall shachis. For sanya kederach shemefaisim loy shachis, perish v'ochi lemotzu lishnuyim bekteiris, bediktoni loy loshen zoche, alma letomit komadi bekteiris avle misni loa loshen ekeve, the Gemara makes a greis. It's like a geiris law. We had in the Mishnah, Orvi Chadoshim Im Yishonim, the fourth pious, everyone went into this pious, Mimala Eivorim in Akevesh Lemizbeach. Orvi Chadoshim Im Yishonim, Zokte Gemore Masnisin Deloi Kirabeleza Ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not like Rabeleza Ben Yaakov. This Nan Rabeleza Ben Yaakov Oimer, Hamala Eivorim Lekevesh, those kayanim who are mala eivorim likevish, who mala oisam lemizbeach, the same kayanim were mala from the kevish to the mizbeach. That means lemaisid wasn't two trips. They first were mala the eivorim to the kevish, then they did some other voidus in between, and then those kayanim were mala the eivorim from the kevish and were makted on the mizbeach. So there was no need to make a new pious. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, and our Mishnah holds that there was a special pious to bring it onto the Chatziah Kevesh. That was one pious. And the fourth pious was that different Kahanim went and took it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. Frag the Gemara, Bamai Komiflegi. What is the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov in the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, the Tana of our Mishnah, Marsova, Bereivam, Hadras, Melech. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, Fakert is an Indian to split up this Avoide. Bereivam, Hadras, Melech, so others will bring to the Kevesh, others will bring from the Mizbeach. Who Marsova, Mokim, Shchine, Lav, Oirech, Arab. That in the Mokim Shechina, it's not Derech Eretz that you split up an Avoida in half, and you bring it up to the Kevesh, and then you leave it there, and you go away, and you say, I'm finished. So that is a Pesazoi, it's like a Pagia in the Mokim Shechina, you started something, you finish it. So Memele, that is why the Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov holds that those who brought it up to the Kebish, brought it up later from the Kebish to the Mizbeach. Zogt Rashi, I think we do the Lamaidus al Kadaitan Shemafisim ben Abayim, the Fishal Payasus Kulam Mitzafre, also, Shemafaisim Iskal Shal Shacha Simil Shal ben Abayim. Hu male Oison Legabi Mizbeir, Oise Isha Zochaboy, that's what Blaz Ben Yaakov holds, Oise Isha Zochaboy, Lahoilichoy Lekevish, Choyze Umaleo Laachas Man Lemizbeir. So later, he was Malad Lemizbeir. The first time they were Moilach Devorim, they left it on the bottom half of the Kevish, and then later, and later it was brought up. Let us see a little further. Omar Rove, Loi Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Islay de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Rabbi Yehuda Islay de Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. The Imkain Botzlu Lohu Payosis. If one would hold like the other, then they are missing Payosis. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Loi Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Islay de Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Loi Hoya Payos Lamachta. We hear on the Chafayim at Beis. That Rabbi Yehuda holds it was not a special pious for the machta. You learn Taisus says the labdav kezeshimai. That lemaise was that he could be mechabed whoever he wants. If he wanted, he could be in the machta. Also, that's what Taisus wants to say. But there was no special pious for the machta. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The nois in Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, you have to say, held that there was a special pious for the machta. Tachas pious min hakevish l'mizbech. Because if you'll say that Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes out to only three piouses. Because the fourth pious of our Mishnah is, says, mimala min hakevish l'mizbech. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold like this. So now there's only three payoses. Akocha he holds the fourth pious was on the machta. And Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Yehuda says that there wasn't a pious on the machta, so if there wasn't also a pious min hakevish l'mizbeach, so by the way, you don't have four payoses, you only have three payoses. So kaponim. So therefore, one doesn't hold of the other. V'imashkachas tane de toni chomish. And Rava said further, if you will find a tane that holds, there are five payosis, v'tosha tane, ohu deloik Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, or deloik Rabbi Yehuda. So he doesn't hold like both of them. So forget, so that's the cheshbon of five. He holds, there is a pious mikevish l'mizbeach, that is like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds pious on the machte, and that's like a beleza ben Yaakov. Zogt Rashi, loy ra beleza ben Yaakov, isleid rabbi da dam alei a pious la machte, ben eis la beleza ben Yaakov, pious la machte. Tachas pious min hakev ish la mizbeya. De loy ke ra beleza ben Yaakov, de loy ke rabbi Yehuda. De choshev pious la machte. He holds this new tanner. Holds there is a pious lemachte. Let us see the bach. The choshev pious lemachte ulamin hakevish lemizbeach, and he holds that there's a pious mekevish lemizbeach. The pious lemachte, the like Rabbi Yehuda, a pious mekevish lemizbeach, the like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Let us see the bottom two taisvus, and then when we learn the next mishnah, we'll come back to the taisvus this now. So it seems that we have over here two conflicting interests. Mitavechod you have a svara of Reva Amadras Melech. The Blessed Ben Yaakov says Reva Amadras Melech is a stire to Derech Eretz. That means it's more proper that the one who started the Avodah should continue. Taisus afilo abelezer ben Yaakov deksava hoche de lav oirech ar nire de maidahu bahide tamid nishchat. But that what it says in tamid nishchat that there was an inyan of roiv amadras melech. This abelezer ben Yaakov is also maid. There it says as follows: Berev haPesach shochad Yisrael. The kibbol akoyin nois noy lechaveiro vechaveiro lechaveiro ad vakoyin akov eitz mizbech zrol koy srika achas kenegad the yisoy. In meforish, so that means each koyin did not do a complete till they came to the koyin that was by the mizbech and he made a zrika. So that's the svar of Revam Hadras Melech lechayre koyin trabeleza ben Yaakov. Each coin that got a mizrik should have walked over to the mizbeach and made a zrika. So Taisa says, "Dosem loyshayich lemein malav oirich are shereik shehoya noisna lachaveiroi loyhoya hoylech loy." Over there, after he gave it over, he didn't leave. Elachayzer mekabel is mekabel another mizrak umayshit. Lachayzer mekabel umayshit. So Memele, so that's God's find the Cheretz. He's staying there to do the Avodah. Sheireif Sochim Oyulam. So the Ketzer, this is more convenient that it should be this way. So Memele, so there is no Chesaron of Erechar. Aval Heichesh and Moylech Adle Kevesh Vahoylech Loi Hu Vadai Lav Erechar. This is Zichanara der Cheretz. So that is why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the one who put it on the Kevesh should continue later. If you'll find a Tana that said there's five, so this Tana al Kochoch has to be not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tamely, Lema dohu Tana spirale de Choizrin umefisin le Tomit Shobain Arbayim Be'er. Who says he doesn't have to hold like both? Could be he holds like one. Let's say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So there was no pious for the machter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So you have four piousness already. Now, a fifth one, where's the fifth pious? The fifth pious is he holds as a pious for the Tomit Shobein Abayim. But he's not the Tomit Shobein Abayim Be'eret. So what's it? How is it muchach that if there are hey payoses, he has to behechech not hold like any of them. He can hold like one of them and not like the other one. And the fifth one will be mikoyach the tomit shobein abayim. Vishloim the hochi koma imashkaches tane the toni chomesh bishaches. That's what he means. If you will find a tane that says chomesh bishaches. So that Tana is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Inami Yeshloima, Ika Sovar, the Choizrin Umefaisin Letomit Shobein Abayim. If this Tana Taka holds, what was Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha was, maybe this Tana holds Choizrin Umefaisin Letomit Shobein Abayim. Ava gav the Fiso Letomit Shoshacha. In came, Hoyu Choizrin Umefaisin Nami, if they were mefayis for the tomit shel bein abayim, they were mefayis for the k'teiros ol shel bein abayim. Nefishelu payosis tvei mechamish. That means if you will say that the five comes about because of the tomit shel bein abayim, so then. So then he has to hold that there were mafayas for the k'teiros also. So it's six. So memelis, it can't be this tana because he said if you have a tana that holds five. So the only way you could hold five is by if you don't know the Kablaz ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. That is what Taisvi says. So the Mashaya Sakasha, l'chayre, you could say that, what's the problem? Could be that this Tana holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that they were not Mephayis, Minakevish Lemizbeach. This Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that they were not Mephayis for the Machta. So how many Payoses do you have? Three. You have three. And he holds there two more. There's the Tomish Shabbein Abayim and the Ketairis. What did Taisvis answer?
But the Taisus answer, Taisus says, you can't say that if he holds like them, so there'll be six. So if a Kelfak the Masha, he could hold like them, and they could still be five. He holds like both of them, and the Taka be five. That's the Masha's Kashim. But Vega said that it's Muchach, that the Dalit Payosis, he says, so the Gemara before Shvel, the Gemara before says, Omarove, Le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Islay de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Islay de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, the Taisus ask Akash over here. Now, it could be one holds of the other. And the fourth one is the Tomit Shalbein Abayim. Why did Taisus ask this Kashin now? There's two members over here. There's one member, Le'er Abelaz B'Yakim Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. Le'er Rabbi Yudah Yisrael Rabbi Elaz B'Yakim. Then there's a second member, Meshkachas Tane de Toni Chomei. Ahu, the Loi Ke Rabbi Elazar, the Loi Ke Rabbi Yudah. So Taisus says, no, it could be this Chomeish, and he does sound like Rabbi Elazar. So Taisus answers will be six, but let's go on to the Kasha. Taisus says, I have a Chatimse that he can hold like one of them, and he holds this five because of the Tomei Shobein Abayim. So in fact, Rabbi Kevegas, why didn't Taisus ask this Kasha before? The Gemara says, Loi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Islay de Rabbi Yehudah. What's the Raya? Could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehudah. So there's Taka three, and the fourth one is the Tomei Shobein Abayim. So Rabbi Kevegas, that Melech HaTaisus didn't ask this Kasha before, because Taisus understood that Leibotzu Mi'arba Payosis means B'shacha Gufa, this Dalet Payosis. So B'shacha, this Dalet Payosis, so Memele, so you can't ask the Masha's Kasha. That's what Rabbi Kevegas says. Let us learn the Mishnah further, and then we can go back to Taisus. Tomid Korev B'tisha Ba'asoro, ba'achad oso, b'shneim oso. The Tomid was Nikrav from 9 to 12 Kehanim. Different times. Loi pocheis, v'lo yoisa. It was never less than 9. It was never more than 12. Keitzat. Atzmoi b'tes. A normal day, the Tomid was tes Kehanim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tomid korev mishas eilochas eivorim ve'eilach kochoshiv. We're speaking about from the zman of eilochas eivorim. So let us make a cheshbon. We had before on daf chofheyam at aleph, we had that the eivorim alone encompassed five kehanim. There was the roish and the regel yamin, there was the oikitz and the regel smoil, that's two, the chozev egeira is three, the Shtei Yadayim is four, and the Tvonis are five. So, Atzmai B'chol Yoim, that was from the Halachas Eivorim. So, Atzmai B'chol Yoim B'tisha. Chamisha Le'Eivorim. That's what we just mentioned. The five went to bring up the Eivorim to the Kevish. The Echad Le'Kirbayim. The sixth one brought up the Kirbayim. That's not the Eivorim. The Echad L'Soilus, the seventh one, was the Soilus for the Mincha, Echad L'Chavitim, for the Chavitim Kohen Gadol. The Echad L'Yayim, so we have nine. So now Rashi says, we have here a Stam Mishneh, that nine Kohanim brought up the Tomit. So Rashi had a Kasha. Wachaire mina kevishal mizbeach. You have another kohen. So Rashi says, "Vahor ker Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the less leichad lahalois mikevish lemizbeach." So Agavucha, we see something very interesting from this Rashi. That if Yechaylik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and there was a pious, but it wasn't a pious for five kahanim more. It was a pious for one kohen. That means to bring up everything from the Kevish to the Mizbeach, one more Kohen did it. So Rashi had a Kasha. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that there were 10 Kahanim normally? The 10th Kohen brought up everything from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, we have here a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let us go further. Atzmai Bites. Bechag, when it was Sukkis, so when they brought up the Tomid, Biyad Echot Sloichi Shomayim, Harei Kan Asore. So Sukkis, there were 10 Kahanim. You had another Kohen bringing the Sloichi Shomayim for the Nisuch HaMayim. Beino Abayim, the Tomid shall Beino Abayim, normally, during the year, Ba'achad also, there was 11 Kehanim, Hu Atzmoi Betisho, V'shnayim B'yodom, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. There, the two Gzirei Eitzim were brought up with the Tomid shall Beino Abayim. B'Shabbos, Shabbos by day, Ba'achad also, Hu atzmai betisha, shnayim biyodom, shnei bezichei levoine, shalechem aponim. Each koyam brought up one of the bezichei levoine of the lechem aponim, so we have 9 + 2. Beshabbos, shabbosai chachag, Shabbos, in Sukkis, biyadechot sloishe shalmayim, so then we have 12. That was the most one could have for the Akrovas HaTomid. Zogt Rashi, Bechag, Shetzor Shnei Nisochim, there was another Nisoch, Echot Shol Yayin, Ve'echot Shol Mayim, so we added another Koyin, that was 10. Yad Koyin Echot, Tzloichis Achash Shol Mayim. It's very unclear what Rashi is being meisav on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Biyad Echot, Tzloichis Shol Mayim. Rashi says, Biyad Koyin Echot, Tzloichis Achash Shol Mayim. Ash is meisav the word koyin, the word achas. So basically, klo, how we would understand the Mishnah differently than that. Bein abayim shebechol yoyim shnayim biyodom shnei gzirei eitzim lahoisif al atzei hamaroche laharboisa, that this was, they added 2 gzirei eitzim to be marban atzei meroche. Begmore yalef lo mikro. Shebein habayim tzorech atomid shnei gzirim b'shnei kehanim. Bein habayim we need 2 gzirim. Avo b'shachis leboi sido shnei gzirim ele b'koyin echot. Tachsiv detz az aloshin yochid ubi ole ha-koyin. Vo b'shabe shebesorech achag harei shneim oso. That is the case that you have 12 kehanim. Now let us just see Tosfos and Daf Chavov Medalet. Tisnan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Amala Eivori. Tisnan Garsinin, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the same ones who were Mala the Eivorim, the Kevish, they were Mala the Eivorim, the Kevish, the Mizbech. Tisnan Garsinon, Mishni Betomit Perikei. Period. Mishne Beis. Ola El be Perikame, so we have here a Tan in the Mishne of Tomid, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there was not a pious to be Malei Borim Mikavish Lomizbech. Leba Perikama de Porich, Stomid de Tomid Adiyume. Before we had a stire from the Stam Mishnah and Tomid Stam Mishnah Yume, Rabbi Motzil Lameimer Rabbi Elazar Yaakov de Polik Ocha Stomid de Tomid. Let us say it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Kotoni Bereshe. Give it a line, yeah. Some of the Tomid Ad Yume, Mishani Iman, Tane Yume, Rab Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, Leil Beperkam, the Purish, some of the Tomid Ad Yume, Mishani Iman, Tane Yume, Rab Shimon, Isha Mitzvah. The Tane of Yume is Rab Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, Mishum Dashkran, why do we say this is the Tomid of Yume? Mishum Dashkran, the Polik, Achod, is Tomid, the Tomid, because we found that he was Chaylagan, is Tomid, the Tomid. Tane Rab Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, Mishana, the Tomid, he said the Tomid, it's not Shtayim Shein Arbe. It's a different Seder of the Zrikas of the Tomid. So we say that since he's a Tana that's Chaylik on the stomach, the Tomid, so he's the Stam Tana of Yume. So the male is a choices, why do you have to say it's Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah? I have another Tana who's Chaylik on the stomach, the Tomid. And this Tana is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because the stomach is Lava Motzalim, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The polikor has tomid the tomid. The kotoni bereshe, because in tomid it says, horevi, the fourth pious was chadoshim im yishonim im alei bor mikabishlam izbeich. V'hadaktani, later it says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Hamale Ivorim, they're the same ones who are Mala from the Kevish to the Mizbeah. So Memele, so Lachayre, why didn't the Gemara there say that the Gemara was looking, who is this Stoma of Yume? And the Gemara figured out the Stoma of Yume is the Tana who is Chaylik and the Stoma of Tomid. So you have another Tana who's a Chaylik and the Stoma of Tomid, which is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Taisva says, no, the stomach of the human nami polik. Abeleza ben Yaakov is chaylik on the stomach of the human also. The mamas nisen nami ktoni. Our Mishnah says, Ravim imale ivorim. Vuk medeloik Abeleza ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not going to Abeleza ben Yaakov. So memele, so if you're looking for a tane, not the stomach of Tomid, but it can't be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because he's not the stomach of Yuma also, because the stomach of Yuma holds, there was a fourth pious Mimala Mikavish Lomizbeir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, there was not such a pious. Frektach Taismis, Va'ava Gavdike Nami Stomid, the Masnissen, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Diktoni Tomid Korevetisha. The mission we just learned now, so there it says that the Tomid is called Betisha Perish Rashi, the stomach of Abeleza ben Yaakov. Ein nire leforish kain. We can't say this. Dim kain, Avalei Lashas, Lakshuye, Tzotaisis is Chaylik on Rashi. Dim kain, Avalei Lashas, Lakshuye, Reishe Rabbonon, the Sefer Abeleza ben Yaakov. So Lachair, it's very schwer. That means that the Tana of our Mishnah says the Pais Revi was Mimale, Nekevish Lemizbeach. So that's according to the Rabbonon. In my mission, the next mission, the Sefer Abeleza ben Yaakov, Lashani, in Reisha Rabbonon, Sefer Abeleza ben Yaakov. But Al Koponim, if we will say like Rashi, that the Mishnah that says that there were tests in the Tomid Shel Shachar, if that is only going according to Abeleza ben Yaakov, so the Gemara should have asked the Kasha. Nehei de Mireisha de Reisha. From the previous Mishnah. Diktani Yud Gimel Kahanim Zoichim Boy, and it doesn't say Yud Dalit like Kashilo. Bil Rabbanon Havelo Yud Dalit Im Hamali Vomi Kevish Lomizbeyer Vim Kain Tikshil Lachayre. Forget about Rashi. Because there's another Kashi. There's a Kashi. The Reisha is Zichar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because there it says 13. And according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there's a 14th. Vim Kain Tikshil Reisha V'Sefer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Siyosa Rabbanon. That Mishnah that says this 13 is going according to Rabbonim. But like a choshim elo yud gimel akehanim, there, why does it rechon that you should gimel as yudalit? Hazoichin bepayis hasheni, because that Mishnah is speaking about the payis hasheni. The Pais Hashanah was Taka 13. It could be we Chaylik on Abeleza ben Yaakov. There was another Pais Mimala Ivorim Mikavish Lomizbeach, but that wasn't the Pais Hashanah. So 13 is the Pais Hashanah. Avol Mali Ivorim Mikavish Lomizbeach, who Pais Revi Bapei Nafshiu. Or Miyu Okosh, back to the old Kasha, yes. According to Rashi, is Reisha Rabbonon, our mission is the Rabbonon, the same Abeleza ben Yaakov, because the Frishis. The nearest, so therefore, Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. The Tomid, Korav, Betes, Lehavis, Stomach, Abeleza ben Yaakov. This is not a stomach like Abeleza ben Yaakov. Elo Mishum de Boile, Meima, Loi Pochais, Velo Yoisa. That Mishnah says, Loi Pochais, Velo Yoisa. That there was not less than thine, there was not, there didn't have to be it didn't have to be more than nine. Le pochais, v'lo yois. It didn't have to be 10. Koma, v'shim d'boi l'meim v'le pochais v'lo yois. Koma, lekalam an diom eshe tomit kor v'pochais mites. Avol yud lehavi kol shatet izim. Nen d'balos eivorim mikavish l'zmech. Zochar echad mahanach shezoch aloilich lekevish. Avol botzim mites lehavi. So Taisus means to say as follows. Taisus means to say that Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there were 10. So Taisus says it's not true. There didn't have to be 10. That means they made a new pious. the according to the Chacham, it didn't have to be 10. They made a new pious, and it could very well be that the one who won this new pious was one of the previous 9. So it could be there was only 9. So it is not muchach that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.